Well, there's been a nationwide shortage of truck drivers, and one local driving school says that shortage is definitely real. KGMI's Joe Tien spoke with Ed Taylor of Taylor Driving School in Burlington about that shortage.
Well, the industry right now is really struggling to get younger drivers interested in becoming truck drivers.
Yeah, so younger drivers, that's what we're hearing, that the average age of a driver is somewhere over 50, huh?
Yep. And the people that we're just not getting the replacements for the people that are retiring out. There's a huge stereotype out there that you're going to be away from your family for days on end, and you're not going to, you're going to miss all your kids' birthdays and everything else. And the industry has really changed to address that. Probably 90% of the jobs are now home daily jobs. So there are the over-the-road part of the industry, but that's usually husband and wives and those kind of things now that are running cross-country.
So, yeah, if you get become a truck driver, and I think a lot of people maybe think of it, okay, I have to invest in a truck and all that equipment to be an owner-operator, but it sounds like that's not necessarily the case.
Well, no, most of the bigger companies, first of all, I wouldn't encourage any of my students to do that directly out of school. But encourage them to go to work for a year to 2 years for a company and see how the industry really works. The other part of that is the insurance for a brand new driver, if they own their own truck, is astronomical. Somewhere around $25,000 to $30,000 per year just for insurance.
Wow. So yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, work for somebody else. And I take it, are those jobs, are they waiting for somebody who gets out of school?
If I could auction off my students here, none of them would ever have to pay for class. we have a job fair every year, and we had one this last year. I've never seen so many. I'm thinking we had 55 employers here looking for drivers. And that was basically only in three counties, Whatcom's, Skagit, and Snohomish. So, and I mean, our students literally have a choice. We try to narrow it down to four or five that they're going to talk to.
Wow.
But there's actively 60 different employers that if I opened this up and they would come in and pitch their pitch, we'd never get any actual training done because they'd all be trying to vie for the students.
What about pay? Can someone expect a decent paycheck getting into the business?
So right now, directly out of school, we have places that we can place you $33, $34 an hour, full benefits after 30 days. Some pay a little bit less, but they have benefits for you and your entire family, which really just doesn't exist much in the world anymore. I mean, most employers will pay for you, but they generally, you're going to pay to put your wife and your kids on there. And there are a couple of companies that are still paying for the entire family to be put on that insurance.
What about the job in general? I think a lot of people, and maybe it's just that idea of the long haul trucker, of it just being boring. And I mean, what would you tell folks that about just what they could expect on a day to day basis on the job?
Well, I think if you're a local guy, meaning home every day, maybe some of it is boring, but you're generally not going the same place every day. Even the guys that are hauling fuel, they're doing the AM, PM on Northwest one week, and they're doing the Costco another day. So it's not overly boring, but I don't know. I spent a fair number of years out over the road, 20, and I actually enjoyed the over the road more than the home every day because I guess I just wasn't built for the Seattle traffic. I'd rather be out in Nebraska, Wyoming or something and seeing new stuff.
I guess I'd challenge anybody on any job to you think it's going to change day to day. It's not. You're going to be pretty much doing the same thing any day, day after day, regardless of what industry you're in.
Well, in the benefit of the long haul world is, I've been in every state. I've been in every province of Canada. you know, what you start to see is a lot of different places you might like to retire besides Washington. I mean, I grew up here and I've been here my whole life, but it sure looks a little more comfortable down in Georgia for the winters.
Yeah.
I just, you know, and it actually entitled me to be able to, you know, watch a shuttle launch, go to Mardi Gras, all these things that, you know, you would normally have to book a vacation. No, I just needed a couple extra days off. So
nice. Yeah. Well, yeah. If someone is thinking about this, how long does it take to train?
So it either takes 4 weeks, Monday through Thursday. We go 10 hours a day because that's an average truck driver works 10 to 12 hours per day.
Okay.
It's just what it is. I mean, so it's either 4 weeks or 7 weekends. And the weekend class is a little bit longer per day.
Uh-huh.
The problem is getting these guys in now. I mean, we're in another, going to add some more trucks here shortly, but I mean, I can't possibly keep up with the demand of the people that want to get in or the people that want the people after they graduate. So I've seen a huge spike. For instance, right now, if you want to sign up for school at my place, you know, I can get, if you want a weekend class, I can get you in January.
Wow. Okay.
So, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's really hard. And we're going to do 800 students this year. And I don't know how many. I don't believe that any have not gotten a job, which is unbelievable to me.
Yeah. Well, so get in line, I guess, is the message, if you want to get there.
And I think there are a fair number of government programs in there to help offset the cost.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, if you're in a career that is not in demand and you go to the unemployment office, they'll actually help pay for most of the course to retrain you to be a truck driver. So, I mean, these are... And they're going to have to do something like that because, I mean, I watch the news just like you do. You're actually living it. But, I mean, I see the ports. I actually live out on Whidbey Island, and there's some ships parked out around Whidbey Island that can't get unloaded.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a real problem. We actually have a couple of students at work out of L.A., and I won't give their names because they're working way more hours than they should be just to try to get this stuff accomplished.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and obviously everybody, we all rely on you folks to get what we want and what we need into our stores and into our homes. So it's a critical occupation.
Yeah, the on-demand industry has got a little hiccup in it currently, but I got a feeling they'll get it figured out.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you joining us. Now, Ed, is your last name Taylor?
It is.
Okay. I want to make sure. Ed Taylor.
Yeah, no.
Ed Taylor, yeah. With Taylor Truck Driving School. And, well, can people, what's your website? People can get more information.
Taylor Driving Schools with an S on the end @gmail.com. We'll take them to the webpage. Quite a bit of information up there, not only about my school, but about the industry, what to expect, all those things. Or they're free to come stop by. We're directly across from Burlington Edison High School.
All right. Ed Taylor with Taylor Driving Schools. Great to talk with you, Ed. Thanks so much.
All right. Have a good afternoon. Thank you.